And we welcome into the studios of 105.5 The Bridge from the Waring Vision Institute over in Mount Pleasant, Dr. Kelly Summers. What's up, Doc? You probably heard that a few times.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, my pleasure. And I'm sitting here talking to you with my readers on.
Yes, you sure are.
Which is a new phenomenon for me. And is that something that as people get older, it just happens, even if you had perfect eyesight your entire life? Is there anything you can do to make sure it doesn't get worse or it doesn't happen? Or?
Yeah. So what you're experiencing, it's very common. It's a natural aging change in the eye. It's actually called presbyopia. And a lot of patients feel like they just woke up one morning and all of a sudden they need reading glasses. It just causes the lens of that eye loses its ability to focus as well. So you feel like you wake up and you can't see as well, kind of in your intermediate up close. So it's natural. We tend to expect that in patients in their late 40s, 50s, 60s, and onward.
Yep.
So that's what happened with you. That's why you're wearing those readers right now.
Exactly. And that is a word I've never heard. What is that again? Say that again.
Presbyopia.
Presbyopia.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. I mean, sometimes you can go to a restaurant or a place and it looks like the print is a little bit too small or it's a little bit too dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to be what I call the old man syndrome. But at the same time, this is something that's very common, isn't it?
It very much is. It comes with birthdays. So as we get older, you get presbyopia. So reading glasses, one solution for it. That's just kind of the easy fix. Surgically, you can fix that. We offer 7 different vision solutions for the eyes for different decades of your lifetime. For those patients that maybe have outgrown the idea of LASIK and they're not quite ready for cataract surgery, we do what we call a refractive lens exchange. It just means you take out the clear lenses in your eye, you put in a perfect implant, and that implant corrects you for far away and up close so that you eliminate the need for any reading glasses. You eliminate the need for any contact lenses. So that's something that we do very, very consistently. And patients are extremely happy.
I can imagine. Now, you guys really cover the gamut when it comes to eye surgery. I mean, a lot of people have heard about LASIK and then obviously cataracts as you get older. But explain. I mean, you guys really offer these a variety of services.
Yeah. So LASIK, most patients, you know, if you come in for a LASIK consult, we're happy to do that with you. But for those patients, maybe we do LASIK, but then they encounter what we were just talking about earlier, that presbyopia, and then they eventually outgrow their LASIK. So something kind of in between a LASIK and a cataract procedure is this lens exchange. And so that may be an option for you down the road. We got to get you into the office.
And then also when it comes to cataracts, is that something that is also, I mean, relatively common?
Is
it really more as you age, or can it happen in younger people?
So generally it happens with age. We tend to see cataracts, and that's just a cloudiness that forms in the lens of the eye. We tend to see those in patients generally 65 and over. And I always tell patients, it's kind of like you're looking through a dirty windshield. You may be wearing your glasses. You feel like you got to keep wiping them clean. It's not a matter of the glasses that can fix it. It's an actual cataract in the eye. And no glasses, no contact lenses can get your vision restored until you get that cloudy lens out of the eye.
Now, a lot of people probably get a little skittish when thinking about messing with the eye, you know, surgery, a laser eye surgery or whatever. But I mean, nowadays, modern medicine and technology, it has become, I mean, you guys are at the cutting edge at the Waring Vision Institute, but what you do, I mean, people don't need to be skittish about that, do they?
No, not at all. So these treatments, you are in and out. I mean, our LASIK can take 7 minutes. Cataract surgery is now taking 7 minutes when you're in the surgical room. Your eye is very well numbed up. You know, if you're going through cataract surgery, you have local anesthetic. You know, it's a very easy thing. You're home that same day. You're just on a drop maybe for a couple weeks after. I mean, and you're feeling good the next day.
Wow.
So it's nothing like it used to be.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize it was that quick. And I mean, so many people who have seen the benefits from that kind of procedure, and you know, there's so many things in the realm of dealing with good eye care. I know that I have people, friends of mine, that have problems with dry eye. That seems to be a pretty chronic thing as well.
It is. So dry eye is hugely prevalent. A lot of it's kind of a buzzword now because we spend so much time around electronics and screens. So when we're staring at those devices for 8+ hours a day, we're not blinking enough. And when you don't blink, you don't get your oil glands pumping, and so your eyes start to dry out. Generally, in our clinic, we see patients that come in, you know, they're ready to have their surgery, but we may want to take a step back and get that ocular surface, get their eyes looking really good. That way, we can give them the best results for their surgery, and they can get, you know, end up seeing 20/20 where they want to be.
Funny, while I was listening to you say all that, I started blinking a little bit more just to make sure. But man, I mean, you think about nowadays, the screen time that people have from their phones, from their iPads, from their computers, that could, have we seen a rise, a prevalence, or an increase in that?
It's actually really interesting. So we have a neat tool in our office, and it will image your oil glands, kind of like an x-ray of your oil glands. And generally on that picture, if you see any sort of dropout, it means there's something there we got to treat. There's some underlying dry eye issue. And a lot of that dropout just comes from these oil glands that get clogged up over time because they're not being used. We're not blinking enough. They get obstructed and those oils aren't getting onto the surface of the eye. So our tears evaporate way too fast. And that's why we get, you know, scratchy eyes, gritty eyes, red eyes, lots of tearing, all indications of dryness.
Now, I remember when I was a kid growing up there used to be an old saying about never put anything in your ear except your elbow, which, of course, is physically impossible. We often hear people about don't rub your eyes with your fingers and stuff. Uh-huh. Use a cloth or a tissue or stuff. But yet, people who don't wash their hands enough anyway, as it is, they'll rub their eye. And that can really irritate things, can't it?
It can. So not only, like you said, just dirty fingers, bacteria on the hands, but rubbing your eye can actually, if you do it over and over again, especially children, can change the shape of your cornea. And then ultimately it can lead to some complications down the road, prescriptions that are difficult to correct. So really, eye rubbing, if you can avoid it, just avoid it altogether.
Wow. For somebody who wakes up early in the morning, I try not to rub my eyes, but I know people who get up groggy and they start rubbing their eyes to wake themselves up. And that's not the way to start your day right there. So Wearing Vision Institute, you guys do offer a wide variety of services and stuff. So so as we wrap up this conversation, though, I mean, what are the things that you really want to make sure people understand about the Wearing Vision Institute, which is right there off of Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant?
You know, we specialize in 7 different solutions to correct your eyes. For any patient that wants to become independent of contact lenses, independent of glasses, you know, starting from LASIK all the way up to different types of advanced surgery for cataracts. Generally, all of our cataract surgery, it's bladeless. There's no sutures. It's all used with lasers and lights. So it's really incredible now, the technology, the advanced technology we have. And then like you and I were talking about earlier, kind of everything in between. We also offer treatments for patients that have really irregular corneas and just need more help than the average patient. So really, you know, come in, see us. We'll do an advanced ocular analysis. You'll meet with myself or Dr. Waring. We'll identify what's the next best step for you, what solution makes the most sense for you. Then ultimately, what do you want out of it? Do you want to be in your glasses after cataract surgery? Do you want to be independent of glasses? Comes down to what you're looking for.
And I know Dr. Waring is on the cutting edge of what's going on when it comes to healthy eye care. So how can people who are listening to this conversation find out more, get in touch with you, and get their questions answered when it comes to their eyes?
Mm-hmm. We're accepting new patients. Just call our office, 843-216-2020.
That's perfect. 216-2020.
2020, right? Yeah, we got to make it easy for you.
That's good. I like that.
Easy and catchy. And we can get you in for just a complimentary consultation to figure out which of our 7 options makes the most sense for you.
And your website?
WearingVision.com.
Dr. Kelly Summers with Wearing Vision Institute off of Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Folks, if you've got questions, they've got answers, and you'll feel great. You can see clearly and have your answers from Dr. Kelly Summers, Dr. Waring, and everyone at the Wearing Vision Institute. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.